Next application is case number 11353, the application of Custom Siding Incorporated. Site is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being east of Cleveland Avenue, 1,000 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 20, block 4 within Cape Windsor subdivision, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 20.18, parcel number 121, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, this is a request for a 5-foot side yard setback variance when it required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling, requesting an 8-foot side yard setback variance when it required 10-foot setback for HVAC, and requesting a 7-foot side yard setback variance from the required 10-foot setback for gas tanks. And that, gentlemen, there's no letters in support or in opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Charles Hayes, 28 Silverberry Street, there, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Yep.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. All right, what I'm proposing and in need of a 5-foot variance to construct a new house on a piece of property on lot 20, Cape Windsor subdivision in Fenwick Island, Delaware. Mm-hmm. I have purchased a lot. It's like I say, lot 20. It was a mobile home with built around it in 1969. It was an old dwelling. And like I say, I am a contractor, and I'm planning on building a house in there. Now, on the property that I tore down, only had like a 1-foot and a 4-foot setback, and I do have a drawing of it. I don't know if you have that. Do you have that, Mr. Lund?
Yes.
Okay, good. And what I'm supposing or proposing to do is the new dwelling with the 5-foot. With the house that I am planning on building, so I have the right setbacks everywhere else, even on the right side of the property. And this is a corner lot that I have to kind of make it look, you know, on the front, because it's not in between every dwelling. It's on a corner lot. So that's why I really need that 5-foot. And plus, the covetings in the Cape Windsor will allow a 5-foot to their covenant. And I'm very familiar with the development, which I own a home in there. And I've been in there over 20 years.
Okay.
Very up-and-coming development, changing every year.
Okay. All right, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? How are you, Mr. Middleton?
Yes, can you address the standards for granting a variance? Can you address the standards for granting for us to grant a variance?
The standards?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Do you have them, these with you? Do you have a copy with you?
I think I do. The standards is 15 foot from the front.
No. Paper here, sir. He's here.
The standards. No, I do not have them.
Here one. You go. This is your copy anyway.
All right, what do I need to?
Can you address those to the board? Number one is uniqueness.
Yeah.
What is unique about the property?
Uniqueness is the. I'm stating yes because of the size of the property. It's only a 50 by a 90 foot lot. So I'm limited to what size house and the setbacks that's on the property. And on the B, that's answer yes to, because it's a very narrow lot, and I need the variance to fit the house on the heat pump and the gas tank. The possibility of development, no. The house size, I need that for the side variance. And is a variance necessary for reasonable use? Yes. Because the side yard is too narrow, need parking on the right side to stay off the street side. And number three, had difficulty been created by the applicant. No, it's same story. It's a narrow lot. The effect on the surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, not at all. I would say 95% has 5-foot variances in there now. And B, the covenants of the Cape Windsor approves the 5-foot variance, and the variance on the other side will be to your 10-foot setback. Will the variance be delivered to the public? No, there's no right-of-ways there. And will the variance represent the lease modification? Yes, definitely. The 5-foot will be the lease that I have to have to put that size house that I want on there. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, for the house side, and I explained for the parking on the right-hand side. And will the variance represent the least modification possible to regulations? Yes, it's completely approved by Cape Windsor's standards.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
On your old existing place, you had a shed. Are you planning on putting a shed at this place?
No, sir.
Okay. No other questions.
Are you going up?
Two stories, yes.
Two stories?
Yes.
Okay, you're in the flood zone then.
In a flood zone, yes.
Okay. Mr. Lang, has there been setbacks set up for propane tanks? Did I miss that somewhere?
That was in the request. I read what was written on the application.
It's actually
not a setback requirement for a gas tank.
Okay, I was trying to be up to date with that. I didn't think there was.
Yeah.
So this is the only scenario you can put this home into. In other words, you can't back off any of the 5-foot at all? Or
no, sir.
Because you'll be encroaching the other side? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Got to have a 10-foot on the other side, and I'll be ending up with the 11-foot, but I need that other area for parking because it's very tight in that development for parking.
50-foot front.
Okay. Yes.
No other questions, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Only one I've got, Mr. Chairman. Is there a way you can put the air conditioning units in the rear of the house rather than having them on the side yard there?
On the rear of the home will be facing the canal.
Okay.
So there's no possible way now.
And you couldn't fit them on the, looks like the south side of the property either?
The south side, no, because that's going to be a driveway going into a double car garage.
All right. No further questions.
Can't get any further questions. Hearing none. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,353. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and I believe he has met those standards. And there is uniqueness to the property, which would be the 50-foot and 90-foot deep. That's unique. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that's true. He's demonstrated that. The unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation and use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,353. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Edlin?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote, 5-0, case number 11,353 is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, and good luck.